This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A homicide case across the state line allegedly involves a man living in Racine County who was a paid hitman. Lake County prosecutors say 28-year-old Christian Ruvalcava Torres told them he was going to make $1,200 by shooting and killing a man in Beach Park. Evidence is said to link Torres to the crime, with his vehicle spotted on camera, found at his Mount Pleasant home. October home sales in Racine and Kenosha counties are showing mixed results. Racine was up slightly. Kenosha was down about 15% in year-to-year sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says inventory was tight in both areas and that more single-family homes and condos need to be built. Dan and Ray's Racine Thanksgiving meal service has been rebranded. Going forward, it'll be called Thanksgiving Racine. The location and the goal is the same, feeding folks a meal at Festival Hall on Thanksgiving Day. Read more about the changes online at racinecountyi.com. And the Kenosha County Executive has appointed someone new to head up public health. Pending a county board vote, Richard Ferrari Trainer will act as the Director of Public Health and Health Officer. A statement says he brings extensive public health leadership and a strong educational background. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played. But that's how we play tonight.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-50s here by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the 30s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day with a light breeze and a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.